Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Key, Jay, Chiefs get the win on Monday Night Football. But is it the same old? Are they trending in the right direction?
Hold on,
Did
Max.
They right the ship?
Hold on, Max.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a big day for me.
All right.
November 1st.
Yep.
Had good mojo because I had a sizable investment in Body Armor. That hit yesterday.
Oh, so
I'm
now you got
feeling
mojo.
Myself today.
Yeah.
And then, Key, there are levels to this. I'm going to need my singles. Please, when you come, when you come here and you tell me that the Chiefs are going to blow out the Giants and I know how the Giants. Let me hold on. Don't interrupt me, please. Just let me have the mic for a minute. You can get into your diatribe in a second. I'm just going to need my singles here pressed when you come back to New York City.
Yeah, I can do that. That's easy,
okay,
man. That
thank you.
I got that. That's light.
I know that's lightweight for you. That's why I want to make sure it's delivered crisply. That's all.
Yeah, you won. Y'all won the bet or whatever.
Yeah.
That's light though, man. I'm not.
Cool. You can downplay it however you want, baby. It's all good.
I'm not downplaying it.
Yeah.
You won. You bet the spread or whatever it was, and you won. I get it, man. You and your underbody armor and all that. You add that money with that.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
Add it on, baby.
I don't even know how body armor hit for you. I'm sure it was a sizable investment. I think you're happier about beating Key in the bet. I think that money feels better for you.
That might be accurate, yes. That might be accurate.
It's so true, Key. Like, when we play DraftKings, not you, but when I play DraftKings in my little league, we got six guys, including me, from ESPN, or used to be at ESPN. If I win that game, that feels better, and it's $20.
Because it's
the best $20 ever made.
He tried to punk me out of the bet yesterday. He tried to get me on it straight up.
And then I said, you felt like I punked you because that wasn't even
you
my
were getting
approach.
Me, though.
My approach wasn't to punk you. My approach was simply to position myself to make some money.
Yes.
In other words, I took a bet that I felt that the Kansas City Chiefs could cover. They did not cover, so therefore you will get your money, sir.
Thank you for that analytical breakdown, Mr. Johnson. I appreciate that.
There it is. Boys and girls,
but there is no need to aggressively attack somebody because they laid down a bet. That doesn't mean anything. You're not going to act as though I became Debo towards you to make you put up your money and you won. So in other words, I aggressively attacked you.
Well,
it made you put up money to give you money. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense, Jason.
As a black man, I don't like you using adjectives like aggressive and verbs like attack when you're framing a conversation around me. Please. Thank you, Key. I appreciate that, though. By the way, this is all Key and I do all day, every day. That's why I love this man, because we would just go at each other, and that's what it's all about.
Key, if you would have won that bet, what would you have told Jay this morning?
Oh, he would have lambasted.
Well, first of all, Max, I realized that I was not going to win the bet when it was 7-7. At that point, when it was 7-0, I felt good. When it became 7-7, I got teed off.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it became 14-10, I wanted to wake James' ass up. And then at that point, I was not, and now I realize, that was a bad deal.
Are you the type that I'm just thinking about even DraftKings back in the day when I was doing Max and Marcellus on 710 on ESPN. If Marcellus was going to beat me.
I don't even know who that is. You keep bringing that name up. I can't find
if
him
he was
nowhere to be
if
found.
He was going to beat me in DraftKings, it would really ruin my night. I'd be like, are you the type, Key, that bet just puts a damper on your whole night, or can you really just
put it away? I was fine. I just didn't want to have to hear. See, you got to understand him. This dude over here to my right on the screen and your left in the studio. He couldn't wait. He's like a little kid. He couldn't wait to wake up this morning and drive in. He got the big old house with the grass, and he drove in on the highway with his guy, and they get to the studio. He couldn't wait. The worst thing was if I was in the studio right now. He just couldn't wait. But hey, he was a good man.
By the way, you couldn't wait. It's true. You couldn't wait.
Oh, he couldn't wait. Man, he was like a soda shook up and down, and when you twist off the top, it just ready to explode.
I was just like, presented by Progressive. Hold on a second, Max.
Yes. Oh, it started last night when the game was over. You came in, you're like, your eyes look red. I'm like, because I was
your
up last night.
Your eyes look red for real this
morning. I was
morning.
Up last
that's
night.
The, yeah. That's the... That, That's the first game Jay watched from pregame to postgame in a long time.
He's been watching. He watched SportsCenter all night. He was reliving. He was
all that.
About
you know all
moment.
That.
You know it.
Yeah,
I'll own it. I'll own it.
In
the actual game itself was not a great game. God. It didn't get good to the last couple minutes.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Let's go to the game. Chiefs win by a field goal. They win by three, but that's because an interception by Mahomes is overturned because of a pre-snap penalty, really. I mean, it's not what is going on.
He got tricked on that, though. I don't know how he didn't see Darnay.
Yeah,
But Darnay made a great play, too.
What's crazy about Mahomes, though, and the Chiefs, Mahomes was like Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre had a baby. He had all the gunslinger, draw it up in the dirt in the backyard type of risk-taking with none of the downside. It seemed like a dude who took risks and it was all upside, and he almost never turned the ball over, never threw interceptions. You know, it always seemed to work out for him. And now, all of a sudden this year, he's thrown more interceptions, including the one that got taken back.
There were like two other ones that actually could have been interceptions,
too. That could have been interceptions that he's thrown more than in the last 2 years combined. So, Key, let me start with you. What is going on with Patrick Mahomes?
You know, actually, he was almost turning the ball over. He's been almost turning the ball over for the last couple of years. They just haven't been catching him. Now, all of a sudden, they're catching him. So, the one thing I would say in watching the game and watching him this year is a lot of the stuff that they're doing is the same things they've been doing and being successful with. But when you have 4 years of body and people or tape out there and formations are the same and things are the same, defenses understand that. They know your tendencies now. They know Eric Bieniemy tendencies. And it's just so funny because as I was listening to the game, Eric Bieniemy's calling the plays, and they kept saying, I wonder what Andy Reid's going to come up with right here. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Andy ain't talking. That's Eric Bieniemy doing that talking. And so when you look at it, it's like, okay, Eric Bieniemy's got to come up with some different stuff. And he typically, at some point in time, he did come up with new wrinkles throughout the game. And you saw some of the conversions and some of the stuff that they was able to capitalize on because of that. But when you are constantly taking shots and pushing the ball down the field, defenses know that. So they sit in a certain coverage to take that away. And Patrick Mahomes is not the type of quarterback that says, I need to stay patient. If I could just stay patient and throw the ball in between, let's say, the line of scrimmage to about 10 yards downfield, opposed to trying to push the ball 50, 40, 30 yards downfield, just stay in that little bitty box between the line of scrimmage, 10, 8, 7 yards right up in there, and live to see another down and get hay. And I think that's where Patrick Mahomes has struggled at.
Yeah, well, they got the Packers, then they're at the Raiders, then they got the Cowboys. Next 3 weeks, we're about to find out a lot about the Kansas City Chiefs. We're asking at Key, Jay, and Max, are the Chiefs a playoff team? Be a part of KJM Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed or call in line 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back, so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. I mean, one team you can think of is definitely a playoff team and did a lot more to become a Super Bowl favorite.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, all guests on the Goodyear Hotline. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
Boom, boom, boom,
all right,
boom,
let's boom, hear from boom, Sean McVay. After the Rams acquired, is it 8-time Pro Bowler? And former Super Bowl MVP Von Miller.
Kind of got our ducks in a row to figure out how to make it happen, and then you have to measure if you feel like, you know, what they were looking for and what we were looking for was kind of in alignment. I think he brings an element, you know, obviously an incredibly unique football player that not only is a great pass rusher, but he's a complete football player that can really affect and influence an offense in a negative way on all three downs. You can utilize him in a way, a variety of different ways. We felt like it was a really good thing for our team. I know a lot of players are excited about being able to add Von to the mix, and can't wait to get him here and get going.
I mean, that's the Rams head coach. They obviously felt like they were a player away with one bye in the entire conference. All these teams that are bunched together and feel like they could grab the number one seed are willing, you know, to really make a run for it. And obviously the Rams went all in. They may have overpaid for him, but they got a guy who they think they can help, who they think can help them.
Yeah,
what's your thoughts?
He certainly could help, no question about it. When you look at the Rams defense, I've always said that they've got two guys. They got two brand names, right? They got Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. Outside of that, they needed some help. Leonard Floyd is there. But here's the interesting thing. They now can do many different tricks on the front line. They can add Von Miller with Leonard Floyd and Leonard Floyd with Aaron Donald, Von Miller and Aaron Donald. They can just play with it. And I think that's the unique thing about it with Raheem Morris. He can sit there and get in the lab and add pressure. They can overload a side. They can mix guys up. They can put Aaron Donald in the middle and one guy on the left, one guy on the right. They can put two guys on the left, two guys on the right, three guys on the left, three guys on the right. They can just play around with it and be successful at doing it. However, that's only three bodies. You need 11 on defense. And I think that this helps. You know, it certainly helps them. It was a steep price to pay. I don't personally think that I would have giving up two second-day picks, a second and a third-round pick, to go get a guy that's a little bit past what we know Von Miller as a double-digit sack guy. I mean, they're hoping that they can still get a little bit of that out of this. They went out and got Clay Matthews Jr. a couple years ago because they hoped that as well. And I know when they look at the situation, they say, well, he still can play. Yeah, when Von's on the field, he is a disrupting force. You have to certainly put the red dot on him to figure out where he's at all times when you are scouting. But the Rams are all in, and if it doesn't pay off, it won't be good.
I'm fine with them being all in. Look, Lakers are all in, Rams are all in. Two teams in that town that are both all in, okay? Now you can question people's age to a degree, but this defense was already ranked. You talk about the best run defense in the NFL. Even as it relates to a pass rush, 6, according to PFF, right? So now adding Von Miller, yes, there's a history of him being somewhat injured. You could talk about his age. But, man, those are two mean people attacking you as a pass rusher. I think it elevates their defense. I think this puts the Rams as the best team in the NFC.
I already like them. They may lack some depth of the other top teams, and I know it's a stretch to say, well, if they stay healthy and tackle football.
That's for every
but,
team.
Yeah, but Leonard Floyd, like, Key, on the one hand, you said they only have two guys, but then you named another guy who's really good. I mean, that's three guys right there before they get Von Miller, right? So now we got at least four name brands. A couple of them can get the quarterback off the edge. One of them comes up the middle. One of them got you covered in your secondary. I don't know. I think the Rams are the best team in the NFC. I mean, I already thought that, but I recognized it's very close. It's still close, but I like the Rams in the NFC now.
Yeah, when they only have two guys, it's Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. They just added Von Miller, which gives them a third guy. Leonard Floyd is a decent football player, but he is nowhere the caliber player of those other three guys. So that means that they only have two guys. Adding Von Miller can do anything that he did in Denver and bring him to Los Angeles to be successful, which I think Sean McVay, Raheem Morris, and Les Snead certainly feel that way, or else they wouldn't have given up a second or the third round pick. Mm-hmm. You know, he's on an expiring contract at the end. You know, most people would say it's a rental at this point. It certainly is, and if it doesn't work out, you've just surrendered some of your future capital to try and bet big in this situation when you are clearly, in my opinion, not the best team in the NFC. Although you beat the defending Super Bowl champions, but you also got shellacked by the Arizona Cardinals at home. So they've got some work ahead of them. Their defense is not as great as the paper may say, and they may be able to grow over the next several weeks and get better. But right now, they're not at the top of my list as one of the top three teams in the NFL or top two teams in the NFL. When you make a move like this, you certainly want to be one of those top two teams in the National Football League. When you look at it, the Packers, the Cowboys, the Buccaneers, even though they lost to the Rams, are still better to me than the Los Angeles Rams, even with the Von Miller acquisition.
Know who else went all in when people were like, the Atlanta Braves, you know, toward the trade deadline? Where are they going to be, buyers or sellers? And they decided to compete, and they now have a commanding lead, or at least a lead that could close out the World Series tonight, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't always work out that way. But there's a
This ain't baseball though, Max.
But there's a phrase from Shakespeare. There's a line from Julius Caesar.
A defensive player, you can go get pitchers. Pitchers get that you can go get a Max Scherzer to elevate your pitching game. You know?
But yeah, but you just said that Von Miller is one of those guys. Not what he was, but he can still really help you. Yeah. And the line I was going to tell you about from Julius Caesar is, there is a tide in the affairs of men. Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, when there's an opportunity, you got to take it before it's too late. And I think the Rams, now, if you think, Key, they're deluding themselves a little bit, they're not quite as close as they think, that's fair, right? Some people might look and go, this ain't going to do it. But obviously the Rams feel like we're right there. If we get one more dude who can make a difference, and he can still get the quarterback. He's got 4.5 sacks on the season, and he's not rushing the quarterback all that much. 120 attempts, 4.5 sacks. It's pretty good in little less than half a season. He's like a double-digit sack guy still. On a line or in a defense now with Aaron Donald, and Key doesn't think as much of Floyd as maybe some others do, but he's a player, whether or not whatever level you want to talk about.
Do you know what a second and a third round pick, how important that is in this league, man?
Key, there's no doubt they paid a lot.
Second and third round pick are Hall of Famers in this league.
But look,
you just don't give that up.
There are two separate issues here. One, did they pay too much? I agree with you. They paid too much. Like, if you want to call it a bad deal, that's fair. They overpaid for Von Miller. But then the second issue, which is separate from whether or not they overpaid, is what does this do for them now? So the question is, what does this do for them now? Rams had a big win, made a big trade. Will they make a big climb in Key's real rankings? What does this do for them now? That's the question on everyone's mind. Where do they land on Key's real rankings? Where are the Cardinals after finally losing a game? That's next.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Are the Rams now the team to beat in the NFC? That's in 5 minutes here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. But it's time for Key's Real Rankings, brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. Take it away, Key.
Number 5.
I know you look at this situation at number five and you say, how could they still be in the top five rankings of keys? Well, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the reason they're still there is because help is on the way. They are coming. The secondary is going to get better. I don't look at the New Orleans Saints loss and say, well, the Buccaneers are done. They're still one of the top three or four or five teams in the National Football League. No matter what we think about what they've done, what they did against the New Orleans Saints, when you think about it, it's Tom Brady. Antonio Brown did not play in that game. They were missing Gronkowski most of the game. So as they get healthy toward the end of the year, roll into the playoffs, you can't tell me that you don't think that they'll be one of the four teams standing come the end of the season.
Number four.
The team the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost to, the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are pretty much on fire right now. I think I like everything that they did. They just went out there and got Von Miller because they want to up the defense. They need to secure something on that side of the ball because that defense, regardless to what people think, has struggled at times. And when they play an elite offense like the Arizona Cardinals, you see what happened to them. They got torched. So going out and getting a pass rush specialist like Von Miller to pair him with Leonard Floyd and Aaron Donald, this will be a different unit on the defensive side of the ball as they start to make a run into the playoffs.
Number three.
Number three, no one circles the wagons quite like the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills, Stephon Diggs and company continue to just, you know, unleash on the AFC East. They took care of business against the Miami Dolphins, a team that they basically own. They basically are going to run away with the division, although the New England Patriots are trying to fight like hell. But I think Buffalo has too much talent to not win that division.
Number two.
Number two, the team that knocked you out the way out of my rankings, Gambo, it would be the Green Bay Packers, buddy. The Green Bay Packers, that was for my Arizona Cardinal buddy, Gambo, down in the desert. Aaron Rodgers and company just, hey, all they're doing is winning games. Ever since getting beat up by New Orleans on opening day, they've just run off seven straight victories like no other. Despite not having his wide receivers at his disposal, the dude still went out there and took care of business. They sit at number two.
Number one.
And number one, how about them Cowboys? Yay! The Cowboys are sitting at number one. Everybody is waiting for that bottom to just fall out. But hey, Cooper Rush is holding it together no matter what. Amari Cooper, Cedric Wilson, CeeDee Lamb, Ezekiel Elliott, they're all coming to the party. But it's not about the offense right now. It's about that defense. It's about Dan Quinn and the things that they've been able to create on that side of the ball with Diggs and Michael Parsons. Wait till they get DeMarcus Lawrence back at full strength. Imagine what that team is going to look like. I know they're still waiting on it, but as Jerry would say, how about them Cowboys?
Key, I know this is, as you say, it's fluid, right? As Stephen A. says, you say it too, it's fluid. And this is your list. This is Key's real rankings.
Uh-oh. Very layered.
I understand that, you know, Cardinals fans are not happy with you, and so you're kind of going back at them.
No, it's not personal. They lost.
They lost by a field goal. They've put it on. Personal. They put to it a, on the Titans, Browns, and Rams.
To a team that was playing with people, to a team that was playing with as many guys as athletic ability as you, Max. So come on.
Nevertheless, they put it on the Titans, Browns, and Rams this year. They put it on them.
It doesn't matter. Nope, not doing it.
Yeah,
so if I had six, they might be at six.
Okay.
But this week,
six.
I got five. So they're not at five.
Yeah, but this week I happen to get five, except you decide how many teams are on the list. No one's deciding that for you.
Key, why do you have the Rams at four, Key?
When I am the guy with the pen, I make that decision.
That's what I want to do.
I understand the reasoning behind the decision. It gets confusing. But why the Rams at four? Is it just because you don't think their defense has the answers, even though they won four straight? You're still holding that game against the Cardinals 4 weeks ago against them.
Are they better than the Cowboys? No. Are they better than the Packers? No. Are they better than the Bills right now? In my opinion, no. So
well, is
that's
the
why they sit at
Zach, is the Packers'
four.
Defense better than the Rams' defense? I mean, I get the side of Aaron Rodgers.
It's not a matter of if the Packers' defense is better. To me, them as a unit, as a whole, all 53 men are playing better football to me in that 1 week going on the road empty-handed and coming out with a victory in a hostile environment against the Arizona Cardinals, they win that game and have a nice flight back to Green Bay. So I put them at number two.
No, I understand that. The Rams just destroyed the Texans, though.
Come on.
Yeah, I hear.
Are you really trying to convince me that based on the Rams beating the Texans, that they should be ahead of the Green Bay Packers?
No.
Did you really just try and convince me of that?
No, but all I'm saying is that they won four straight and they've dominated their opponents in four straight games. Hold on, let me finish my point for a second. Every time you talk about the Rams, you go back to the Arizona game in your rankings, and it seems like you hold that game against them because they dropped a stinker.
So you just said they won four in a row. You went to Duke. You're very smart. The other team won seven in a row.
Okay.
So the math would be favored toward the seven versus the four, I would think. And Green Bay, going into the desert, light-handed, came out with a W, which was impressive on national television.
I agree.
So I put them at number two. Doesn't mean, you know, there's levels to this now. Doesn't mean that next week they won't be at four and the Rams won't be at two or one.
Or in 3 weeks.
It moves around.
In 3 weeks, they face each other.
It's fluid.
In 3 weeks, the Rams are going to
Lambeau. Fluid is more of a Stephen A. This is levels.
In 3 weeks, the Rams are going to Lambeau. They host the Titans, then they're at the Niners, and then they go to Green Bay. So we're going to the next 3 weeks in the NFL generally is going to sort a lot of this out. So Key does not believe that the Von Miller trade makes the Rams the team to beat in the NFC. Who is the team to beat?
I'm sure many experts, and I don't really consider myself an expert, but many experts out there would probably agree with me that the Rams are not the team to beat based on acquiring Von Miller.
I agree.
You may see something different. I just know that I don't see it that way.
No, I listen, and I think a lot of people will look and say they don't quite have the depth that some of these that the Cowboys have in particular, the Bucs seem to have, right? But I think they're the team to beat in the NFC just because I'm just like you, Key, are using other information to form your opinion. In other words, the Bucs help is on the way. So you have them at five. You could even have them higher as far as I'm concerned. The Bucs are really good and help is on the way.
And you're using
common sense there.
And New Orleans could have been in there too, but I don't know what we're getting ready to do with the quarterback.
Right. Exactly.
So I just didn't put them in there. I could have put them in there and been like, based on this last week, they deserve to be in there. But I don't know what they're going to do at quarterback. I need to see what they're doing at quarterback. So if they said to me, if I did this on Saturday, and they said that Taysom Hill's a starting quarterback, then maybe I slide them back in there, you know, and say, well, okay, they're the fifth best team or something like that.
Or if they picked up Cam Newton and you thought going forward in a couple weeks it would be Cam
Newton,
they'd be higher.
3-4 weeks, they'd be higher. Michael Thomas comes back to the party, they're higher. We'll see in a couple weeks. This is just for the day, man.
Yeah,
this is for the Twitter
and
they got
a real good defense, and they're a divisional opponent. Divisional opponents play each other tough. But my bigger point is you're bringing in common sense and other information into your equation. I'm doing the same thing with the Rams.
Even with the Kansas City Chiefs, as bad as that victory was last night, I don't have eight teams. I don't have nine, six, but you never know what they may be. They may have impressed me enough to say, you know what? They're going to sputter like this all year long, and then they're going to get it together in the playoffs, and they're going
to –
trying to rationalize your thought on this.
Key has the Cowboys as the team to beat in the NFC. I want to get to this.
Ever heard of selective hearing, Jay? I'm using that on you right now.
I'm trying to
I was talking to Max, not you, Key.
I've been trying for a couple minutes. I got the Rams because of also common sense, like outside information just from the recent past or relatively recent past. Sean McVay was able to get to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff as his quarterback, and he didn't lose by all that much. Now he has Matt Stafford. He did something not exactly the same, but when they went out and got Dante Fowler, a guy who had certain issues as not being an elite, elite guy, but had speed off the edge, could get to the passer. Von Miller is not the same thing exactly, but also a guy who can get to the passer, right, with Aaron Donald in the middle. That is a good circumstance to be in because it makes the pass rushers better. I like the Rams as a team to beat now. Jay, Key likes Dallas. Who you got as the team to beat in the NFC?
For me, it's between the Cowboys and the Rams. The Packers – I want to see them complete. I still have some questions about their defense. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers. I think there are four teams that are in that upper tier. I think you talk about the Cowboys. I think you talk about the Packers. I think you talk about the Rams. And then I think you talk about Tampa Bay. I think all of them are in that upper tier.
You know, the interesting thing, did y'all know that Tom Brady was 45-8 all time against the other teams in my real rankings?
45-8?
And so when you look at that, he's 45-8.
That can't be right.
45-8 all time against the other teams, the other four teams in my real rankings, and you ask me, why would I have the Bucks in there? Really?
Who asked
you? J.D. Williams.
Jay, the Bucks.
Asked him what?
You asked him why he had the Bucks in his real rankings at all?
I never asked him that.
Yeah, no, you asked me why not Arizona and why the Rams are low, and I'm saying to you, just look at Tom Brady's 45-8 record against them type of teams. So I put the Buccaneers in there, not even worrying about that loss against the Rams. Not even worried about it.
Yeah, but
they're coming. They're coming back to the party in that second.
Can we just pause for a second?
Key uses his algorithm though, because Key will say this team will be complete, but even though they just lost right to a team that has their number, he won't hold that against him, but a team that did lose.
No.
You know what I mean?
But I'll put it this way. You could argue right now the Bucks are number one.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You could argue the Bucks are number one. Like, probably the smartest, safest bet in football. Say, yeah, the Bucks will win the Super Bowl. Like, they just won it. If any, you know, they're really, really good. Their secondary is injured, but they're coming back. They're really, really good.
When is everybody coming back?
They'll be back by the end of the year. That's all that matters.
He's right. Guys, can we back up to that 45-8 record? The quality of the teams, I know they haven't always been this quality, but they are 45. I can't get over that. You don't go 45-8 against a combination of teams in the NFL, almost any combination of teams.
You do when you play for the New England Patriots.
Oof.
And you've won 7 Super Bowls and been to however many you've been to. You do then.
Oh, my God.
There's no question about it.
Oh, my God. Like, some stats are kind of meaningless, whatever.
Think about in his career. Think about in his career against the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, that's where a lot of it comes from.
He was 32-3. He owned the Bills.
That's the whole thing.
The Bills was trash.
Yeah, 32-3. It's the Bills stat, basically.
He owned them. Yeah. Then the Rams, obviously, the Rams had some good teams in there. And then the Packers, obviously, had some good teams in there. But when you think about it, those teams – you know, he doesn't play. You don't play him every single year like you do the Bills.
As a matter of fact,
if you play the Bills, you're going to run up the tab on them.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the Packers and the Packers is like, you know, he's like 500 against the Packers and the Rams. It's the Bills and the Cowboys he feasted on. And now we have Dan Graziano giving us the straight talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Dan, what do you think of? Well, first of all, he beat the hell out of the Bills. That's basically where that stat comes from. Key's real rankings. He has Dallas number one, and the fact is Brady is 45-8 against the other teams.
They were terrible. So, yeah, I think – and then you factor in, like, there are dudes on these teams that were in diapers, right, when Tom Brady started. Like, it's not – I mean, what this shows is Tom Brady's longevity, obviously, 45-8. Would you bet the Buccaneers to win a playoff game against the Cowboys or the Packers or the Rams? Yeah, you probably would. Mm-hmm. But – teams don't repeat. I mean, they don't. It's not mm-hmm. a coincidence, right? I mean, the last guy to do it was Brady, but there's, you know, 5 other times when he didn't. So I think you got to look at somebody else winning it besides the Bucs.
Who's the team to beat in the NFC right now?
The team to beat in the NFC. See, what does that mean? Like the team, like,
who do you think the best team in the NFC?
The best team in the NFC is probably the Cowboys right now. Mm-hmm. I like the Packers better than a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. I feel like they get left out of this conversation
Dan.
A lot for some reason.
Because they lost to the Saints on opening day and they looked horrible and people can't get that out their mind.
Well, it's been 7 games since. So,
but you know how people are.
I know people. Yeah, they're the worst, right?
People. Yeah. Am I right? Yeah, but no, also, like, we're forgetting one the big thing is the Packers are good. There are some teams are better if you look at all the
tough
parts. And they have Aaron Rodgers.
They do. And so, you know, I mean, yes, you look at the NFC Championship losses the last 2 years, but, I mean, they're in that game. He's a seasoned playoff performer who's had some level of success that goes beyond that of the others other than Brady. Obviously, I mean, even Dak Prescott has not had the same level of playoff success or experience that Aaron Rodgers has, and Rodgers beat him head-to-head the one time. So, yeah, I mean, I like the Packers. But what Key said about they'll be back by the end of the year and that's all that matters. It's not exactly all that matters when you only have one bye in the conference, right? Like, and I know they beat they won road games to get to the Super Bowl last year, but you can't count on doing
that.
That
ranking is not a Super Bowl ranking. It's who he believes are the best teams.
Right.
So you can be the best team, and if you don't get the bye, still not win the Super Bowl. That doesn't change the fact that someone might think they're the best team.
Right, but with all due respect, I don't think the Buccaneers' goal is to finish the season atop Key's real rankings.
Exactly, right?
Right, but that's not what – that's just a different thing. It's just a real ranking.
Maybe, so, I don't know. I don't know what they talk about behind closed doors.
How far off are the Rams? And do you have
well, I mean, they're right there.
Do you have any concern about the Von Miller trade?
About the trade? No. Yes. I mean, look, that's going to cost them in the draft. They won't pick till Saturday of the draft in April, which is fine. But they're all in. I think it's a good move for them to get him, especially they don't have to pay him. Denver's paying the salary. So my concern with the Rams is that they're very top-heavy as a roster. They don't have the depth. A key injury, I think, could hurt them in a way that would be more severe than other teams. I don't see the Rams being able to do what the Cowboys did on Sunday night or what the Packers did on Thursday night if they had to play without one or two critically important pieces. Like, Cowboys didn't have Dak Prescott. The Packers didn't have Davante Adams. You know, all those guys were missing. I think the Rams roster is not quite as deep as to allow for that if that circumstance were to occur.
Let's get to hot news or not news. We got 4 minutes to do it. Dan, Chiefs win, but look unimpressive versus the Giants. Hot news or not news?
I think it's not news because this is what they've been doing. They've four wins. Three of them are against NFC East teams. They haven't played the good one yet. I think it's not news. The Chiefs look the same as they've looked.
Not news at all. Dan's hit it right there. They are who they are, and that's what they're going to be, and they'll probably still win the division because the Raiders may come back to the party.
I'll just say it's hot news because this is Patrick Mahomes we're talking about, and every game that he doesn't really live up to the hype that has been built up about him, I feel like we're going to make a conversation out of it.
It is hot news because Patrick Mahomes threw the interception that lost the game, much like Brady in the AFC Championship game and that against Mahomes once upon a time, and then a pre-snap penalty gives you the ball back. Like, you know, it's hot news. He played poorly.
Yeah, but that's
Mahomes
what he's
played
doing.
Poorly. Yeah, but I think it's
not news.
When it continues into week 8, to me it's hot news. Yeah. Derrick Henry out indefinitely after foot surgery. Titans sign Adrian Peterson. Hot news or not news, Dan?
Well, Henry being out is scorching hot news. I mean, there's nobody, there's no non-quarterback in the league that's more important to his team, and there are probably some quarterbacks you'd rank him ahead of in terms of that. So, incredibly hot news. It's a devastating blow to the Titans.
But it's the Adrian Peterson acquisition that we're asking about.
Adrian Peterson acquisition, I think, is hot news. I think he's going to be involved. I think he's going to be a big part of the mix there. I was told by people there yesterday he's in shape. He's ready to go. He can be involved right away. So we'll see. Not going to give you what Derrick Henry gave you, but he can handle a high workload.
Yeah, I think it's hot news both on both sides. I mean, a guy coming off the street that's as old as Adrian Peterson is, I don't know, no matter what the workload is, you know, getting 3 yards a pop is not the same as Derrick Henry in the backfield, and they know that this team is going to be in trouble, I believe.
Yeah, I'm happy for AP. I'll say hot news. But, Dan, a quick question for you. Why not a guy like Ronald Jones?
Well, you have to trade for him.
Yeah.
I mean, Adrian Peterson just sitting there waiting to be signed. So
can't get him for nothing.
I mean, so if you can workload, what he's used to carrying, even though he's not getting any snaps with the Bucs, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, I think if you're Tennessee, you're looking around today ahead of the deadline. But, you know, teams know that you're desperate. Yeah. So, I mean, Ronald Jones is, if Leonard Fournette, something happened to him, I mean, the teams like having running back depth. And they believe, you know, Ronald Jones is a guy they could use.
Normally, I'd say not news. In this case, I'm going to say hot news because what's interesting to me about it is – the last guy who was this valuable as a running back who didn't really catch passes was Adrian Peterson. If you wanted to replace Derrick Henry,
of the league.
He was the MVP of the league. If you wanted to replace Derrick Henry, you have to get Adrian Peterson in his prime.
Yeah.
But just even the fact that they got that dude to me is just interesting. Jameis Winston out for the season after tearing his ACL. Like, do I even have to ask hot news or not?
Hot news. Look, I mean, Sean Payton can figure it out and keep the team competitive, but it's hot news because he was their best option at quarterback and because he's trying to put his career back together, and this is going to obviously damage that. It's a shame for him and for them.
Yeah, it's hot news, Dan. It is a shame that this has happened to Jameis, a guy who I had high hopes for in New Orleans. I couldn't wait to see him in action with my nephew when he came back. But what I would say is, well, I don't know when that's going to be, but what I would say, though, Dan, is I really would like for them to explore the opportunity of maybe sniffing around the Cam Newton situation.
How about shouldn't they trade for Teddy Bridgewater? Like, isn't that the guy? Like, they don't have to teach him the offense. He already knows it. Like,
that's a really good point.
That was a good point, Dan. I didn't even think about that. Let's get it done.
Yep.
Great point.
5-0 in that offense, right? 5-0. And they got a defense?
It's a great point.
All right. That's Dan Graziano, ladies and gentlemen. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thank you, Dan. All guests join on the Goodyear Hotline. Much more coming up on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.